Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with jazz saxophonist David Larson on the 2022 CD, G2 and You. It's his first release with G2 Records, which is based in Germany. This EP is his first recording since returning to performing regularly, full of original tunes inspired by two of the greatest jazz composers ever, and Cole Porter and Horace Silver. He had a great time making this album. It's a great story. Enjoy.
Right on. Well, hey, thanks for taking a minute out to talk about the brand new album. I know we caught up probably about 6 months ago or so, so it's great to talk to you again. I know at that point you were doing a project about Jerry Mulligan, so looking forward to the new one.
Good, yeah. No, it's been a fun project, and yeah, I'm happy to talk about it.
You know, I got a 17-year-old that loves shoes, so when I read G2 and You, I think it's a new shoe from Nike.
Yeah. I was happy that the album thought it was as cute as I did, because I was like, or the label, because I was like, you know, your G2 Records and G2 and You is just too perfect, so.
Yeah, it just goes together just fine. So talk to me about the brand new album. What was kind of the overriding motivation, artistic vision for it?
When they contacted me about the project, they said they were looking for an album of ballads and kind of softer pieces and things that are kind of relaxing, and so it kind of set me on the path of not only looking up some standards that I hadn't played in a while, but also kind of trying to write some things that were a little more mellow and kind of expressing a different kind of quality of music. I've been doing a lot of kind of up-tempo and fast things, and I just really wanted to kind of slow things down and play some kind of more relaxing music and kind of dig a little deeper, if you will.
What are you hoping the listener gets out of this? What's your ultimate goal for the recipient?
Like I said, this one is just about kind of like taking it easy. From the people I've talked to who've listened to it, a lot of them are just like, oh, this is my bedtime routine right now. It's just a way of kind of taking the load off and sort of enjoying a beautiful melody and some well-played choruses and just kind of living in the moment and kind of relaxing and forgetting about all of our kind of extra troubles and all these other things. And so, yeah, I mean, I think for the listener, it's really just meant to be a breath of fresh air and just a quiet evening and just some music to enjoy with no pretense or kind of extra, like, hey, you're going to have to go research this topic so that you'll understand the compositions. It's like, no, this is just meant for you to relax and kind of enjoy yourself.
Talk to me a little bit about G2, the new label. It's your first album on it. Talk to me about how all this came about, how you feel about being on a new label.
The G2 people reached out to me after the success of my Jerry Mulligan project. It's a German record label, and they were, one of them is a lawyer who has worked with record companies for many years, and then the other is a piano performer. And they were looking for a way to kind of put together a collective where they would help push music through streaming services and get more plays, placements on playlists. And they just had a really kind of simple and well thought out business model. And I was just looking for a way to kind of expand and maybe be able to kind of reach into that European market that I kind of tapped a little bit with the Jerry Mulligan project and just see how far that could take me. And you know, it's been a fun collaboration. They're easy to work with, and they've definitely helped kind of get my music into new corners. One of the pieces on one of the, called Bright Days, is on a YouTube playlist, and it's up to about 70,000 plays now in about a month and a half. And so it definitely has been a great way to kind of get the music out there.
I guess another part of this is that it's coming out during a time where everything's kind of loosening with COVID, live shows are picking up. Talk to me a little bit about the relief or how it feels to be able to actually put some shows together to promote this live. And just in general, as the year opens up, things are getting warmer, how are things opening up for live shows for you?
It's actually been a little crazy. I had one big band that was going to hire me, gosh, almost 2 years ago for a guest artist spot, and it all got canceled, and that came back. And I've worked a lot since January. There just seemed like there was a whole bunch of organizations and people and clubs and stuff who just were like, hey, could you come and play? We haven't done anything in forever, and we're so excited to get out there. So in a way, it's kind of been weird because I've been so busy. I haven't been able to like set up, you know, like a show in sponsorship of this album because I've just been so busy doing all the other gigs that have popped up. And so it's been really kind of exciting to sort of think ahead a little bit toward the summer and all the different opportunities there'll be, the festivals that might actually happen this year that haven't happened in so many years. And yeah, I'm just kind of excited to hopefully kind of get out there and get some playing done and really kind of move forward with some of this stuff, because the last 2 years have all been about recording and releasing and streaming, and, you know, live performance was just not going to happen. And so it's kind of like, wow, now we got to sort of add this back into my life, where I got to think about, okay, how am I going to get some playing dates in places and all that other thing. So yeah, it's been pretty crazy. There's been a lot going on for me, so it's been kind of nonstop.
So as we do get back to it, what are you hoping both the audience and the musician realizes about our power of live music? We've been away from it for 2 years. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, my big thing is that, you know, recordings are lovely, but I just really hope that people realize what they missed and all of the things that happen when you come down and you hear a performer, because it's not just better music, but it's also in a way a better lifestyle, because you get to really enjoy the music, and as a performer you really get to kind of dig down deep. It's just a great experience, and it's really sort of like it's a special connection, and I just really hope people remember what they missed, so that we don't have that kind of thing where people say, oh, you know, I went to a couple shows, but, you know, my couch is pretty comfortable. It's like, no, the music is just different when you hear it that way. The recording is really just meant to kind of whet your appetite and make you think, man, I'd really like to see what those people are all about. And so I just really hope people will take advantage of that. I have a feeling there's going to be a ton of music opportunities for everybody this summer, and I just really hope people take advantage of that and really help the industry bounce back, so that we really feel like moving forward that there's some, a real silver lining to all of this. And I know there's a lot of musicians who this was a really rough time, and this would be really fantastic to just kind of, you know, let's go back to just, you know, supporting live artists for venues and music, because it's so important, and it's such a joy to play for a really great audience.
So let's get down to the good business of G2, and you talk to me a little bit about the best venue to go out and purchase this album and get it for yourself.
The record label that it's on, they specialize in streaming, and so the two EPs, because they were separate before I combined them together into the CD, are readily available on kind of every streaming platform. And right now, if you really want the physical disc, my Bandcamp site is the place to go for that, because, like I said, because of the way that the label works. But I'm a big supporter of digital streaming, because, you know, it's the way that I consume my music. And just, you know, like I said, if people will like the things that they listen to, and they'll keep coming back, and they'll, you know, put it in their favorites and things, it really helps us out. And so, yeah, I just say go to all the streaming services and check them out. I personally use Apple Music, and I use Tidal, because they are a little more supportive of artists, and they kind of are a little fairer with our royalty payments. And so those are my personal preferences. But at the end of the day, you know, support us however you can. So, yeah, that's the best way to find that one is streaming. Or if you can go to my Bandcamp site, which is bandcamp.com, /LarsonJazz, that's where you can find all the music.
David, thank you for talking to me about the brand new album. Good luck with it on G2, and good luck with the live shows as the world opens up a little bit more.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in New York, Kansas City, and spots all over the globe, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to David for his time, music, and stories. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. For everything Neon Jazz, go to the neonjazz.blogspot.com. And for everything Joe Domino, go to joedomino.com. And if you feel so inclined, you can contribute to the cause there. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.